Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Islamic Republic of Iran attaches great importance to the realization of the rights and promotion of the status of women in the society, and the necessity of ensuring women and girls' rights based on the elimination of discrimination against them. We believe that combating discrimination against women and girls and their empowerment requires a holistic, comprehensive, and interdisciplinary approach and should be dealt with more proportionate consideration. While leaving no one behind in an increasingly interconnected world necessitates international solidarity and cooperation, there are certain factors that are generating more discrimination and inequalities, including unilateral coercive measures, as well as tendencies to obstruct multilateralism. Mr. Vice President, since we strongly believe that family institution plays a significant and undeniable role in development and advancement of women and girls, and in this regard, we strongly recommend the working group to adhere to the established norms and concepts that have been clearly defined in the existing international human rights law, and to avoid any attempt toward normalization of the use of non-conceptual terms in their reports, taking into consideration national legal frameworks and sociocultural peculiarities of different societies. I thank you.